Dr. Jane Haley, MBE. First of all, just tell us about the progress to this point.
MND Scotland has been funding research into motor neuron disease for many years. We've been around for 40 years, and so we've been very proud to fund research. And the laboratory that's been undertaking this work, Professor Tom Gillingwater at the University of Edinburgh, and we've been funding him for a number of years. And what he does is he looks at the fundamental mechanisms that are occurring when motor neurons degenerate, when they die, and trying to understand that process. So he's been doing this for a long time. And so he's been looking at how energy is used by neurons, and whether or not how energy use is managed it can contribute to the death of the neuron. And so he's been looking at whether or not an existing drug, so something that we call a repurposed drug, terazosin, which is used to treat an enlarged prostate and high blood pressure, whether that can actually change how motor neurons respond whether or not it can prevent them from dying. And so he's found promising evidence that actually this might be the case. And he's used animal models such as zebrafish and mouse stem cell models as well. And it's to date, it's looking very promising.
Very promising indeed. But obviously, this is just the first step because this is yet to be tested on humans.
Absolutely. And that's really important to understand. So this is indeed the first step. But this is what needs to happen in order to be able to make progress. We have to find out how the disease occurs, find ways of changing that, changing the course of the disease, and then testing that in humans to see whether or not it can make a difference. And this is what's going to happen in the next stage. So there's going to be a feasibility study down at the University of Oxford run by Professor Kevin Talbot. So it'll be recruiting people with MND from the clinic down in Oxford, so it won't be open to people in Scotland. And it will be looking to see whether or not terazosin is able to slow down or in any way change the death of motor neurons. And to do that, they're going to be looking at a protein that's generated. So they're going to be looking for a biomarker. So this is not a clinical trial, but it's the first step towards a clinical trial. And should the results be positive, then it will go forward to a full randomized trial, which would look at whether or not it can improve survival times.
It's good to be at this stage, but we're looking at quite a while yet before we get anywhere near a clinical trial, or even at the end of a clinical trial before any potential treatment is approved.
Well, that's true, except that this is a repurposed drug. So because it's already being used to treat other conditions in humans, it bypasses a lot of those regulatory steps because it's already been approved for use in humans. So this is one way that researchers in the motor neuron disease area are looking to try and speed up the delivery of treatments. So not necessarily a cure, but treatments that can improve life expectancy, improve quality of life. And so by using drugs that are already licensed, that speeds up that process. Actually, the other thing that can speed up that process is putting into what's called a platform clinical trial. And Scotland runs a very, very good and innovative clinical trial called MND Smart. And so, you know, in Scotland, we are world class at MND research and neuroscience research in general. And that includes finding innovative ways to speed up delivery of treatment by having things like these platform clinical trials put in place and run by out of Edinburgh, actually, at the minute.
MND Scotland, obviously, is a very high profile charity, and the cause is very well known. I must admit, my football team has MND Scotland on the front of its shirts, so I have to declare that. But tell me, where would you be if it wasn't for the support MND Scotland has received during the years?
Oh, I'm delighted to hear that you're a heart supporter. Well done on that. So,
my utter pleasure.
So we wouldn't be anywhere without our supporters. We absolutely are driven by them. We're supported by them. And it allows us to deliver for our community, those people out there who are affected by motor neuron disease. It is a devastating illness. It's like the life expectancy of someone diagnosed with MND is only 18 months. And as you'll be aware, because of your links with hearts, it robs a person of their identity. It robs a person of their ability to walk, talk, and interact and communicate with their loved ones. So it's really, really important, the work that our fundraisers and our supporters do to help us not only support people affected by the condition in practical ways, which the charity does a lot of that, but also to invest in early stage research, translational research, which is what this study comes under, and then into clinical trials. We are a major funder at all stages of MND research, and it's only by doing that that we actually can find a cure, and we think it's about time there was a cure.
Passionate heart supporter that I might be, I also have to point out that this is obviously a condition, MND, that can affect all sections of society, and we've seen high profile cases, we've seen people's relatives and friends affected by it, lives have been lost very sadly. This is something that can affect really anybody, can't it? And there's a condition that's terrifying, and I yes. think even terrifying is a mild word to use, because I mean its effects are, it's almost like a death sentence, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it is at the minute, because we don't have any effective treatments. There is one treatment that's used at the minute, but it only extends life by 2 to 3 months. So, yes, it is a devastating diagnosis. But you're absolutely right. In terms of who it affects, it's what you might call agnostic. It could affect absolutely anyone. In fact, there was a study that recently came out that looked at exactly this, who it was that was getting diagnosed with MND. It's absolutely a complete cross-section of society in Scotland. So it can affect absolutely anyone. And of course, you do have very high profile people who are affected. So for instance, Doddy Weir in rugby. And I need to say actually that my name's Doddy Foundation, obviously very active in fundraising for research as well. And they've been part funders of this study alongside MND Scotland. So we're very proud to work with them to fund these studies.
Finally, can you just summarise your hopes? Because I know we're not going to get an immediate solution to this. There's a long time to go and there's a long way to go. But obviously, while this medication will definitely not be a cure, but potentially a treatment, that must be, even in itself, if we get to the stage where we get through to clinical trials and it's approved, etc., that just must vindicate and validate all of the efforts that have been made during the years to just even get to that point potentially.
It's a team effort, you know, and for many, many years it's been a team effort. And what's nice about this study that's just been published is it has been work that's been produced by somebody who works on fundamental disease mechanisms and now working alongside somebody who's a clinical neurologist. So it's bringing together people from different disciplines to work together to understand the condition. And you know, for a number of years, Scotland has been investing in research in this area. We're very, very good at it. We're working alongside all our partners in the rest of the UK and globally as well, to try and push forward treatments that do improve quality of life, that hopefully will eventually lead to a cure. But I know one of the researchers actually uses a really nice analogy. He talks about how it's incremental gains, in the way that the Olympic cyclists, you know, they coined this phrase, because every tiny step forward adds on to the previous gain until eventually you've got something that actually means something and is a measurable thing. And so that's what we're looking to do, that we may not be able to find something now that is going to be the panacea, the cure. But what we can perhaps do is to find treatments that do help. And one by one and step by step, we will make progress until eventually we have meaningful treatments for people with motor neuron disease.
Dr. Healy, thank you so much.
That's right. My pleasure.